Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 869 in Isleta Pueblo, I'm Tara Gatewood. Joy Harjo is our April music maker, and she's entering the scene with some charismatic indigenous jazz sounds like these. Poetic lyrics and dynamic sound building give her new album, I Pray for My Enemies, a lot of ground to dance on. Right after the news, we'll visit with Joy Harjo about making this album and what it feels like to gift this music to the world. Stay tuned.
This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. A bill in Congress is trying to reverse the land swap of Oak Flat to a copper company. Emma Gibson from Arizona Public Media reports on Tuesday a House subcommittee discussed why Congress should or should not save Oak Flat.
Oak Flat is a religious Apache site, but it also sits atop one of the largest undeveloped copper deposits in the world. And one day, if developed, the mine would create a massive crater engulfing Oak Flat. Democratic Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia of Illinois says he spoke to a girl named Vanessa, who's San Carlos Apache. She talked about the importance of having a coming-of-age ceremony at Oak Flat.
It may not be our religion, but to Vanessa's family, the death of the lands is the death of their daughter, who will be unable to become one with the earth.
The town of Superior is close to the mining project site and would benefit economically if the land swap does go through. Mayor Mila Besich says mining will always be a part of the town's economic DNA.
Superior needs jobs and private capital investment so we can continue to thrive. The land exchange is mission critical to Superior's ability to attract housing and economic development opportunities.
One of the other objections to the copper mine is the amount of water it would use. Environmental geologist Jim Wells compares it to the supply needed annually to sustain a city with 140,000 people for 50 years, which he says is a massive new water demand in a region already experiencing water shortage. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
A case is headed for Ohio's Supreme Court this week over an ancient mound builder site that is currently occupied by a golf course. The New York Times reports the Octagon Earthworks in central Ohio are 2,000 years old and were built by Native Americans who were part of the Hopewell culture to measure the movement of the sun and moon. The U.S. Department of Interior has plans to nominate the earthworks as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. A nonprofit called the Ohio History Connection owns the site and has leased it to the golf club, which has preserved the mounds for over 80 years. It has tried to buy out the lease, which runs through 2078, but the golf club wants more money, and the nonprofit filed suit to acquire the lease through eminent domain. Two lower courts have so far ruled in the nonprofit's favor. Indigenous activists are criticizing plans to change the date of the Boston Marathon to October 11th. The Boston Globe reports advocates are concerned the new marathon date will take attention away from Indigenous Peoples Day. The Newton branch of Indigenous Peoples Day Massachusetts has over 2,000 signatures on a petition opposing the move, and the organization said the timing amounted to sabotaging the day. It's asking the Boston Athletic Association to change the marathon date. The association said October 11th was selected in coordination with the eight cities and towns on the marathon route. Advocates called on the association to consult with Indigenous Peoples Day event organizers in those cities. The longest-running outdoor theatrical production will no longer feature white actors in makeup playing Native Americans. The Virginia Pilot reported the Lost Colony drama, staged on Roanoke Island, will now hire Native Americans to play Indigenous people. The play dramatizes the story of 117 colonists sent by Walter Raleigh from England to Roanoke Island in 1587. The shift was spurred by a Change.org petition started by a student at East Carolina University calling for an end to the production. The Roanoke Island Historical Association, which produces the drama, recruited the chairman of the Lumbee Indian tribe to its board and hired a choreographer who is Navajo and Tlingit. A Lumbee musician and linguist helped translate the songs into the tribe's language, and Native actors will now speak their lines in Algonquin, the language used by tribes living in eastern North Carolina in the 1500s. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Come Unity, Environment is Sacred is a series of on-demand films portraying a Native revolution to environmentally align with nature in celebration of International Earth Day. Available through April 30th at visionmakermedia.org who support this show.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, joining you live from my homelands of Shirwitduhi. This month, we get a double treat. We get to celebrate poetry, and we also get to live in the music. And the person who's allowing us to do this is Joy Harjo, a musician and poet that has definitely broken new ground. And she even carries the title U.S. Poet Laureate. This month, we get to hear her album, I Pray for My Enemies, which is full of a lot of jazz and a lot of indigenous soul. We also get to hear the native language dance through the different tunes, including Joy's saxophone playing, which is renowned throughout our native nations. And you also get to connect with her to hear more of her story, ask your questions, and also maybe share some of your inspirations with her, too. You get to do all of that today. To get in to the conversation, all you got to do is dial in 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And the first 10 people to make it on air with a comment or question will receive a complimentary copy of I Pray for My Enemies, courtesy of Joy and Miko Productions. And with that, we turn to Joy Harjo, who joins us today out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Creek Nation territory. Our pleasure to have her here. Joy Harjo, welcome. Thanks for being with us for another Native America Calling.
And Jay, it's good to be here. It's good to be back on Native America Calling.
And I hope it feels like a second home to you, Joy, because we definitely have journeyed together many times on these airwaves and through the years. And so now that you're back in your other home, tell us a little bit about this production, because there's so much in it. And I definitely want to get to the music right away. But tell us a little bit about I Pray for My Enemies and where it all started.
Yes, I will. Well, my first album, which I came on Music Makers with, was here in the 90s with my mostly New Mexico band, Native band, Joy Harjo and Poetic Justice, Letter from the End of the 20th Century. And there's been quite a journey, a musical journey since then. And so this album came together. I'd been working on the songs for a while, and I had, when I was living in Albuquerque, which is my other home, and a lot of my family is there, my son and my daughter and grandkids and even great-grandkids. So this album, I was living there, and I was, there's a wonderful drummer, ethnomusicologist, Barrett Martin, who is living there, and he told me at one point, he says, I want to help produce an album of yours. And so he, for several years, he'd been writing, when are we going to do this? I have space. And finally, this summer, he said, I have a studio up here, and why don't you come up here and we'll record your songs and your music. And it, there was, you know, so we drove socially distanced all the way from Tulsa to Port Townsend and started it and finished it here. And people flew in tracks in Nashville. We were talking about how the music was made from all over, from all kinds of people. But that's, so he co-produced the album, and it's here. It's, you know, it's here.
And it is full of a lot of life. You know what? Let's introduce him to it. This is one of the songs off of Joy Harjo's new album, I Pray for My Enemies. This is An American Sunrise.
We were running out of breath as we ran to meet ourselves. We were surfacing the edge of our ancestors' fights and ready to strike. It was difficult to lose days in the Indian bar if you were straight. Easy if you played pool and drank to remember to forget. We made plans to be professional, and some of us could sing. We drove to the edge of the mountains with a drum. We made sense of our beautiful crazed lives under the starry stars. We learned the devil from the Christians. Saying we were the heathens but needed to be saved from them. Thin chance. We knew we were all related in this story. A little gin will clarify the dark and make us all feel like dancing.
Make us feel like dancing. Make us feel like dancing. Beba, 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 beba.
The music as I filled the jukebox with dimes in June. 40 years later, and we still want justice. 40 years later, and we still want justice. We are still America.
We are.
Go, Joy Harjo. Her newest album, I Pray for My Enemies. If you'd like to tell her what you're thinking, if that woke something up in you, dial in now, 1-800-996-2848. We're also sharing copies of the album, so dial in now. Enjoy those beautiful sounds? Did you enjoy them? Call in now. Tell us about it. 1-800-996-2848. Joy, the phone lines are starting to light up, so let's go ahead and bring the folks in. We're going to say hi to Macaw in Saskatchewan, Canada, who is tuned in online. Macaw, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're connected to Joy.
Hello, Joy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm happy in New Mexico where it's sunny. I would like to know what does it mean to you to be the poet laureate? Are there obligations involved with that? And I think it's so auspicious that you were nominated or given this position at this time. I understand that you get to be the poet laureate for 2 years because of the pandemic. So I don't know if you have some comments about that thing.
Thank you, McCall. Go ahead, Joy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was appointed to 3 terms, and kind of it's one term. If you have a project, it's turned into a couple of terms, and because of the pandemic, it was three years. But it's basically an honorary position, and it's up. Every poet is different what they do with it. You know, you don't formally have to do anything, but I mean, what an opportunity to highlight Native and, you know, Indigenous poets, which is what my Poet Laureate project, Living Nations, Living Words, has done, is to highlight the contributions of Native poets.
And McCall, thank you for asking. And Joy, this is such an honor to be able to just open the space up to poetry. You know, people are thinking about poetry this month, and there's so much that it does. And I always enjoy when we are able to jump into one of your albums, because we get a threefold. We get your poetry, we get to hear you sing, and then we get to hear you play the sax. And so much comes from that. And you're telling 3 stories at once, which, you know, is just exciting and amazing. And Joy, when you think of what poetry has brought to your life, what do you think? What has it brought to your life?
I have my next memoir, Poet Warrior, A Call for Love and Justice, it should be out in September, actually addresses that, because when I think about it, you know, it's a path I never expected. But, you know, that song in American Sunrise and the beginning of my poetry path, or at least the beginning of actual writing, begins right there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, when I was a student at the university and involved with Kiva Club in Native rights, you know, in Native rights for local tribal communities, for nationally, but especially the local tribal communities. And my
Kiva Club is still going strong. And Joy, I want you to pick up on that right after the break. But again, if you want to talk to Joy, dial now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We look forward to your call. Very few editors for Wikipedia are Native. Even fewer are Native women. Such online sources are among the first places people go to search out a topic. The Smithsonian Institution is organizing an effort to increase Native representation on online references. We'll hear more about it on the next Native America Calling.
Cancer can be scary. Healthcare coverage is your partner. To ensure your access to the treatment you need, you're not alone. Contact your local Indian healthcare provider for more information. Visit healthcare.gov or call 1-800-318-2596. A message from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Service.
You're tuned in to Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood from Masada Pueblo, and it is our April Music Maker, and we are featuring the work of Joy Harjo, who's here with us today telling us about her new album, I Pray for My Enemies. And we are also inviting you into the conversation. If you'd like to join us, dial 1-800-996-2848. And Joy joins us today out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Joy, you're right in the middle of telling us of this great part of your life when poetry really started rolling out. And it even has ties to Studio 49 Country. And go ahead, please continue.
Yes, so I started writing poetry. I was in art. I was getting a BFA in art. I think the Navajo poet Laura Tohi also was. That's where I met her, and she's now Poet Laureate of the Navajo Nation. And that's when I started writing poetry. What blew it open for me was finding out that there were Native writers who were poets. There had been all along, but it was the first I'd heard. And I heard the poetry of Simon Ortiz, Acomo Pueblo, and It was like it blew open a door for me, thinking, wow, I can write poetry about, you know, it can be about my people. It can be about what we are going through right here, right now, as undergraduate students and graduate. There were graduate students at the University of New Mexico who were concerned that it could be a tool for social justice, for our voices, for our Native voices to be heard.
And it really resonates. And of course, the emotions that you're able to unlock and real quick through poetry, it can go a long way. And maybe you remember these times Joy is talking about. Want to reminisce with us? Go ahead, dial in 1-800-996-2848. Let's take another call. We have Michael, who's in Jemez Pueblo, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Michael, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're connected to Joy.
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, that first song just really made me. I'm gonna do a quote from Cheap Dan George that made my heart soar like a hawk. You know, one of his favorite quotes from the movies. And it, you know, have that powwow drum beat, the native, the Pueblo drum beat. You know, it just your heart just wants to, you know, just well, your feet and your whole body wants to dance. And also, you know, the words, you know, were like a prayer, especially now with COVID going on. We need prayer, all the prayer we can get. And also, you know, this will hopefully, with all the vaccination and whatnot, COVID will end. And it reminds me of at the end of a marathon where you're going through a stretch, and this song just really makes you stride and makes you stronger. And also, the second song was a storytelling. You know, natives, we our history, our teachings are all through stories. And you know, it's great to hear you, Mary Harjo, to endeavor on this, because, you know, being in Albuquerque, you have all the Pueblos and the Navajos and different tribes surrounding you, and I see your inspiration.
All right, Michael, thanks for giving us a ring. We now go to another Michael, but this time in Anchorage, Alaska. Tune in on KNBA. Michael, thanks for reaching out. Go ahead. You're on air.
Good morning. Thank you very much for accepting my call.
Hello.
Ms. Harzel, you are an awesome musician. Your wording and your nomenclature that you use is so down to the earth, and I am inspired by your just the way that your musicians converge with each other. It's just wonderful. And that's about all I have to say. It's kind of cloudy right now in Anchorage, but I'm heading to the ReStore to Habitat for Humanity to volunteer today. Thank you so
all
much.
Right. Michael, thanks for your call. And again, if you want to join us, 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We have 7 albums left to share with you, but you got to make it on air. Enjoy. Anything you want to tell, I guess, the Michaels?
Yes, the Michaels. Well, Jemez and Anchorage are two of my favorite places. I travel all over, but I love Jemez. You've got a wonderful artist there, Adrian Walton, many wonderful artists. And Anchorage, I think I'm be up there in September if all this holds, but thank you so much. The album, my co-producer, Barrett Martin, brought in some of his buddies to play. I had two stepdaughters, we'll hear at the last song we play. And it's, I had top-notch musicians, and that always makes a huge difference. You know, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, there's a lot of good energy. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Got another caller. We're going to say hi to Robert, who's in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Robert, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're connected to Joy.
I appreciate your music and the callers, and I just tuned in, and I hear the jazz, and it caught me, and then I heard your voice and the words, and that floored me, and it's a beautiful combination of culture, jazz, and poetry, and I myself am Apache, Mescalero, through my great-great-grandmother, and I'm in the process of healing from many things, but music is part of my healing, and that's what I get from your work. And I'm very, very grateful and blessed that I It soaked in. I started dancing in my room, and it was super, super powerful. And I really, really love your work, and I'm hooked. And thank you for sharing that with us, with the world.
Robert, thank you for giving us a ring, Joy. Anything you want to tell Robert?
Yes, thank you so much. This music is about healing. I think that's the role, because music and poetry, too, can go to the places that words can't go. I mean, it's ironic, but that's why I go to poetry. It can hold our grief. It can hold joy, and the music, too. And this whole album was written and pulled together at a time when we all, you know, we're all emerging from new and fresh understandings and trying to find a way to all of us to heal personally as Native nations and as part of Earth, a country. So thank you.
Enjoy that first song that we heard, An American Sunrise. Boy, there's a lot there. And anything you want to tell us about that song?
Yes, it happened. It was Albuquerque way back in the day. You know, that I was thinking, of course, you know, memories are living. And when you get to my age, you know, you meet people from those times and it's like, yeah, hey, you know, we share memories. Marley Shabala, you know, we were texting each other, and wonderful journalist from Navajo Times, and we were old friends. And she said, I'm glad that we're still here to share memories. And that really stayed with me. But that song is a form, it's a poetic form invented recently by Terrence Hayes based on Gwendolyn Brooks' poetry. And Gwendolyn Brooks was the first African-American poet laureate, first person in that position before they started calling it poet laureate. So.
Lots of memories. And Marley, where are you at? Call in. Another profound writer. Thank you for that, Joy. And you know what? It's also about story. We're going to go to another song on this album, I Pray for My Enemies. And if you would like to talk directly with Joy, dial in now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And we're also giving away copies of the album. So now we go to the story of Rabbit Invents the Saxophone.
One of the last trails of tears wound through New Orleans. Rabbit, that ragged trickster, decided he wanted to be a musician. He was tired of walking, and they had all the fun. They got all the women. Fans gave them smokes, drinks, and he could have all kinds of new friends to do his bidding. But Rabbit hadn't proved to be musical. When he led at stomp dance, no one would follow. No shell shaker would shake shells for him. He was never invited to lead, even when the young ones were called up to practice. The first thing a musician needs is a band, he said to his friends. The hottest new music was being made at Congo Square. So many tribes were jamming there, African, Native, Cuban, and a few remnant French, making a new music of melody, love, and beat. Rabbit climbed up to the stage but had nothing to offer. Just his strut, charming banner, and what looked like a long stick down the tight leg of his pants. Musicians, our musicians, no trick will get by. You either have it or want it. Nothing else will fly. Do you know any songs? What can you play? Can you sing? Do you have a piano, tuba, or strings? The musicians began vamping. What can this rabbit cat do? Is he gonna blow hot air or fart in the rain? Rabbit turned his back to the band like that genius Miles Davis. Pulled out his stick, he made a horn with his hands. His stick is so special. Bragged Rabbit as he turned back to the jam. No one else has one like this. You've never heard it before. It's called a sax, phone. Rabbits, newborn horn made a rip in the sky. It made old women dance and girls fall to their knees. It made singers of tricksters. It made tricksters of players. It made trouble wherever it sang after that. Last time we heard Rabbit was for my cousin's run for cheap. There was a huge feed. Everyone showed up to eat. Rabbit's band got down after the speeches. We danced through the night, and nobody fought. Nor did anyone show up the next day to vote. They were sleeping.
This is Rabbit Invents the Saxophone. You ever heard that story? Maybe you live by it. Give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is a number. This is the music of Joy Harjo, our April music maker. And Joy, oh boy, I really enjoy when we get to tell stories, hear stories, share stories. And Rabbit Saxophone, what a story. Tell me more about this track.
Well, Adolf Sax actually invented the saxophone, but it caused such an uproar that all of the newspapers in France were saying that he did a horrible thing. He invented he was ridiculed and so on. But I figured the saxophone is kind of a trickster instrument, and I used my poetic license. I always think Adolf Sax, but I used my poetic license and said Rabbit must have invented saxophone. Rabbit is a Muscogee Creek, or trickster, like coyote in the Southwest. And so that's how it came about. And I was influenced by some of those coyote stories I used to hear when I was in New Mexico, as well as some of the traditional rabbit stories here in the Muscogee Creek Nation.
And I like that lyric, too, about ripping the sky open, because music, boy, the power of it. Thank you for that story, Joy. I got another caller that would like to chat with you. We're going to say hi to Melvin, who is in Santee, Nebraska, tuned in on KZYK. Melvin, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Yes, I sure enjoyed that first song. It was so good to hear from a woman, Words of Iron. Someone that was so solid, meant so much to me personally. Also, here at Santee, we lost our poet guy about 4 years ago, John Trudell, and I don't know if she ever performed with John or not, but I can't wait to hear the whole album. Thank you.
Well, Melvin, you're going to have fun with it. And Joy, anything you want to tell Melvin?
Maro, thank you. Yes, of course, I knew John Trudell. And we actually, the first time I met him, we went over to Jesse Ed Davis's studio in Los Angeles area. I'd come into L.A. to perform, and he took me over to meet Jesse Ed, and we did a little bit of recording. I don't know whatever happened to it. I knew John Trudell and wrote a tribute. I wrote a tribute for him after he passed.
Wow. To be in that space in that time with the three of you, I can only imagine what the energy was like. Were there light bulbs bursting or just bringing so much creativity together?
Just hanging out. Yeah, that was sad about Jesse Ed. He was amazing. And then here's Trudell also. It was great. And we've lost so many people. You know, I know that during this COVID, we lost a lot of our culture bearers here in Oklahoma.
enjoy, you're right. You know, there's a lot that we've learned and there's a lot that we've lost in this time in our culture bearers, especially the ones who speak the language, the ones who know these stories, the ones that have inspired us to become musicians, to become writers, to become journalists, and all of these different walks and paths that we jump on to lead our life, and the tributes that we can continue to pay to the people who have taught us and inspired us, and especially when we think about music and these stories, these gifts that they leave behind when they've walked on. I think it's something that, you know, people our generations back can relate to, because that's how songs work. They're born, they live, they breathe, they carry on. And so it's exciting, too, to know that these songs are also a part of all of that legacy, that, you know, just what you're hearing today is really important to the story of our Native people. This is one voice that you're hearing, an album with a collection of musicians, but these stories, they tell a lot about who we are and maybe even challenge what the world thinks about us. We'll hear more from Joy Harjo and these great songs coming off of her album, I Pray for My Enemies. And we're also sharing copies of the album. So go ahead and dial in now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We have plenty to share with you. So go ahead, dial again the number. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. You can also tweet your comments to us at 1-800-99-NATIVE. Go ahead, give us a ring.
Support by the Sioux Trading Post, proud to provide traditional and contemporary American Indian craft supplies, from feathers, furs, and hides to conchos, fringe, shells, and beads, all available at SiouxTrading.com. Wopila. Support by Northern Arizona University. Explore a career in business, policy, environmental science, health management, and more. Their interdisciplinary and online degrees will meet your career needs, where indigenous knowledge is applied. nau.edu/native.
Thank you for sharing your day with us right here on Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, and today I'm joined by Joy Harjo, who is on the line out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And she has a new album, I Pray for My Enemies. We've heard some of it. We're going to hear more, but if you would like to connect with her, now's the time to dial in, 1-800-996-2848. And Joy, let's go ahead and hear more from the folks out there. We have Gilbert, who is on the line, tuned in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on KUNM. Gilbert, thank you for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
It's an honor. My name is Gilbert Chavez, and I identify as a Chicano, a mestizo. I'm going through a transition kind of late in my life from the culture of my father, which is European white Spanish conquistador. We know what they did to my mother's people. I believe my mother's Navajo. I'm going through the process of getting more deeply into my mother's culture. I have to be indoctrinated for so many years with the European culture. Of course, most of us, a lot of us are here in the United States, have gone through that. I am also a musician and a writer, and that's why I really jumped at the chance. And, you know, I've heard the name before, but it sounds familiar, but I really can't say I'm that familiar with Joy's work, but I would like to find out more. I'm currently reading An Indigenous People's History of the United States by Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz, and on and on and on. And on. I don't know what else to say except I grew up, they took my Spanish away, right, where I grew up. My parents are from here. They moved to California. I grew up in L.A. I'm a city boy, but tengo rancho in my blood, you know. So I spent my summer vacation after 8th grade in Berlin. That's when I fell in love with New Mexico. I said, someday I would love to move here. And I'm new here. I bought a home here, my first one in the South Valley. And I'm really, really on fire.
Yeah, well, Gilbert, thanks for that introduction. And good thoughts to you as you continue to live in your roots. Thank you for that, Gilbert. Let's take another call. We got Laura, who's on the line in Ponderosa, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Laura, thanks for giving us a ring. You're on air. Hello, Laura. Call us back. While you do that, let's go ahead and say hi to Denise, who's on the line in El Prado, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Denise, thanks for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Chugma, thank you for taking my call. And I'm so excited to actually hear Joy Harrow live. I've been listening to her poetry and music for over 20 years. And this new work sounds wonderful. Thank you for showcasing her, and thank you for us getting to hear her today.
Thank you, Denise. And now we go to Aaron, who is in Gig Harbor, Washington, tuned in online. Aaron, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Hi. I just wanted to tune in and say hi to Joy. This is Aaron Bradhand and her family. We're here in Gig Harbor, Washington, and tuning in. My kiddos love all of the rabbit songs and stories, and we love to listen to them. So we just wanted to send well wishes and love in all these crazy times.
Well, thank you for reaching out. And Joy, I'll turn it back to you. Anything you want to tell our callers?
Well, thank you for all of those calls and so on. And I just wanted to say that, you know, I want to acknowledge Jim Pepper, who was a Kaw and Muscogee Creek saxophone player who was a great, great mentor and influence. And my grandmother, Naomi Harjo, also played saxophone in Indian Territory. And I always say, put that in your book of images of Native people. But yeah, thank you so much for calling in. And yeah, the Bad Hands are old friends. And you know, Gilbert, I understand your journey, and good luck to you. And I hope Laura makes it back in. And thank you, Denise. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I think we got her back. Let's try her again. Laura, joining us today on the line. Go ahead, Laura.
Hello.
Hi, Laura. Go ahead. You're on air. Mm-hmm.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to thank Joy for her creativity, her inspiration, coming from her heart and her life experience. I'm taking a writing class. I'm kind of a beginning writer, and I'm very excited to be inspired by what you have been doing all these years through your music and your words and your love for what you do. And I just want to thank you, and I'm so great to hear what you're sharing today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Laura. And so I guess we're going to have some fun now. And Joy, I'm going to turn it to you to introduce the next song, Stomp All Night.
Yes, I had worked on this song for some time. I think when you write a song or poet, when I write a song or poetry, I often tweak it and revise it. And I'd been at this doing revisions and finally got it together. And we have stomp dances here in Muscogee Creek culture, and some of them are like social dances. And but again, it depends on the context and where they are. But this is a song to honor the stomp dancers, to honor that tradition, because people, we were moved from our homelands, and the people that kept it together, I want to honor them. They carried fire, they carried the tradition, and kept it going even when our traditions were outlawed. It wasn't until 1978 and the passage of the Indian Religious Freedom Act that really we were. Our cultures were legal. And even poetry, I even add poetry that it was until then that our cultures were legal. So this is a fun song. And my two stepdaughters, Sandra and Marissa Sepulpa, helped me a great deal on this song. And they really made this song. So this is in honor of the stomp dancers of our people.
Beautiful generations of stomp dancers going all the way back. Let's get to it. This is Joy Harjo's Stomp All Night.
They know how to stomp up all night, cook all day,
Give it to the brothers, they know how to sing. In the circle all day, up all night. Round dance, chicken scratch, 49 and stomp. Bury my heart at Horseshoe Bend. We pay for light, we pay for water. Next thing you know, we'll pay to breathe harder. Let's hear it for the sisters, they know how to stomp. Text all day, talk all night. Give it to the brothers, they know how to sing. Love all night, pay all day. Akisamit, Hisagaramasi, Pomadi, Moe, Tawigas, Pogohoyen, Yay, Giadi, Monagatlechka, Heathlin, Pogalajan, Abia Yathlis. Let's hear it for the sisters, they know how to stomp. Dance all night, kids all day. Give it to the brothers, they know how to sing. Work all day, kids all night.
In the U.S., poet laureate is creating lots of fire with us today here on our program, our April music maker, Joy Harjo. Go ahead, dial in, because you'll get to talk to her. 1-800-996-2848. Let's get back to her song, Stomp All Night.
Let's hear it for the sisters, they know how to stomp. Up all night, cook all day. Give it to the brothers, they know how to sing. Work all day, up all night.
Hey Sandra, did you see that guy? He's real cute till the sun came up.
I know, I was really trying to dance in front of him.
Real hard, huh?
Yeah, well, that's a little upsetting.
Better off without me.
The Trail of Tears ends here in the Muscogee Creek Nation Reservation.
You know, I was trying to get in, and five cans hit somebody else's cans. I thought we were going to fall like dominoes.
I would have paid to see that.
Stomp all night until the morning.
Dang, I almost knocked somebody down.
Took us all out.
We take care of the songs. The songs will take care of us.
Gee.
Stomp all night until the morning light.
Joy, we got to add our laughter to that one. Might even sample that for a good laugh track for us. And I really appreciate that banter at the end of the ladies. And, you know, what they're talking about is a part of all of these things that we do. And a lot of times in the most serious moment, we're laughing, you know, in ceremony and especially in our dance arenas. It's important. And, you know, you say it right there, take care of the songs will take care of us. And let us be who we need to be. Let us be who we are. Let us be who we have always been. And stomp dance is a part of that. And you even gift us some words in the language. Tell us about that too. Go ahead.
Well, yes. I mean, this song could have all kinds of verses. Yeah, it could go on. It could go on and on. And I think the language, of course, is very important. And I try to continue to study. I actually used to know a lot more Navajo language than my own Muscogee Creek language because I had to get special permission to take Navajo as my foreign language at the University of New Mexico. And but I've been learning, and it seems like so. I always try to to include it in my music, and have even attempted to write poetry in my language, but I still don't know it well enough yet to write poetry. But I admire what Lucy Tapahanso does with the Navajo language and her poetry, and Rex Lee Jim, and you know, and others who include the language. You know, our languages hold our cultures, just like poetry holds cultures and memory, and music also the same thing.
Yes, some good stuff. Thank you for that, Joy. I got one more caller we're going to welcome in. We're going to say hi to Marion, who is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Marion, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Good morning. It's so wonderful to be able to hear your voice, Joy. I've enjoyed your music for a while. I wanted to say that I'm so glad you make me laugh, because I'm such a serious person, I've been told, and it's really hard for me to be happy sometimes because of the Native American issues. They're always so sad, you know, for our people, and I need that uplifting spirit that you have. And I remember laughing a lot when I was young, when I didn't let things get to me. But nowadays it's tougher and tougher. So, you know, your music will bring me out of depression. And I, too, was a great follower of our friend who died from the Lakota Nation. He was great. And I still listen to his words on YouTube. John Trudell was such a wonderful person, and I really take your words to heart, and blessings to you and your loved ones, and I hope everyone out there has a good day. Thank you.
All right, Marion, good thoughts to you, and, you know, it's the second time we heard about Santee musician John Trudell. We're connecting a lot of spaces. Enjoy anything you want to tell Marion.
Well, thank you so much for that. I love comedy, and everything I write is so serious. So anytime I can go there, you're right. Laughter is very uplifting, and I always, one of my favorite people for laugh. If I get really down, I can call up my friend Candace Childers up in Alaska, and we just I have the deepest laugh. The stories we can get into is great. And while I'm on it, I wanted to say hello to Chiwi and Feather and Nikolai, granddaughters, all listening in Albuquerque. So, but thank you. Yeah, thank you for that. Laughter does lift us up. And singing, if you can just sing, any of us, you don't have to be a singer to sing. And I thought that for a long time, and my saxophone started teaching me to sing. And is that if you sing something, maybe you're upset at something, and just sing it. Or maybe you're upset with somebody and say, okay, let's just sing our answers. Then you might sing it, and then you'll most likely start laughing too. But there is something about music that is helpful that way.
Sure, and especially if the two you start singing, you sound like a couple of cats. Well, Joy, we got to wrap things up. But again, if people do want to continue to connect with you, and also your new publication, where do they find you?
www.joyharjo.com.
All right, there you go. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today, Joy Harjo, our April music maker, the U.S. Poet Laureate. Also, thank you for sharing your album, I Pray for My Enemies, and thank you to Miko Productions as well for providing copies of the album to our callers today. And we're going to do this again tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to take a look at online resources and people who are righting the wrongs on them. Tune in for that. I'm Tara Gatewood, and it has been a pleasure and an honor to bring you more music from our Indigenous nations. More of it will continue as time goes on. Every month we meet to take a look at a specific artist, an album that they have recently released. If there are artists out there, you got music, you want to share with us, you can always find me, T. Gatewood, at NativeAmericaCalling.com. And with that, we'll wrap things up, and we'll meet you here tomorrow. I'm Tara Gatewood.
Support by Amerind. Indian Country's 100% tribally owned insurance partner. Amerant works with tribal governments and their business enterprises to provide effective commercial insurance coverage, strengthen Native American communities, protect tribal sovereignty, and help keep dollars in Indian Country. More information on property, liability, workers' compensation, and commercial auto solutions at Amerind.com. That's Amerind.com.
Cancer Ixinyahur. Healthcare Ikayomiyarasi, Kandok Tamna, Ikayomiyamaga Nangijun, Kisipsi in Nichisi, Ikayomiyarasi Indian Healthcare Provider. Kaisakangwasi Turmiyarsi, healthcare.gov. Naka Akila Lugu Kokula Lugu 1-800-318-2596. Una Kaibluni, Medicare, Medicaid Service Kunin.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davis. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.